the puck along the boards. Now it comes free. Here's Savard. Denny. Chelios scores! Chris Chelios has done it again! And the Hawks move on to the conference final.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Here come the Hawks. The Mighty
Steve Cochran Show now here on its CLTV as well as 720 WGN. The Blackhawks convention starts today. We will have the broadcast Rokan with Anna DeVlantes. We'll have the opening ceremonies, which I believe at 5 o'clock today, but they start the broadcast at 3 o'clock, so we're very excited here. And one of the main attractions for this year's Blackhawks convention is the return of Chris Chelios. Chris Chelios, a longtime Chicago Blackhawk, of course, one of the icons and legends for the franchise, has spent the last couple years somewhere else. We'll just keep it at that. And is back in Chicago, and he will be featured at the convention. Chris Chelios joins us on the line. Chris, thanks for joining us.
No, you bet, you guys. Thank you.
All right. And our co-host, Troy Murray, is here as well. I don't know if you guys know each other.
I do remember Troy. Yeah. Hey, what's up,
Muzzin?
How you doing?
I'm doing good, Chelly. First of all, welcome back, Chicago. I know that you're ecstatic about it. Real quickly, kind of give us the process and the rundown of how things unfolded here for you to be in the position to be the newest Blackhawks ambassador.
You know, I've always kept in touch over the years with John McDonough and Rocky Wirtz, and, you know, they always kind of would joke around, well, when you're ready to come back, and, you know, when you come home, obviously come talk to us and we'll see if there's anything we can do and work out. So, you know, I think everybody knows now there's a few articles. My dad passed up about a year and a half ago, and I just decided it's time to come home and help out with mom and, you know, come back home. The kids are all gone, so the timing was perfect to come back. And then again, fortunately, I met with John, and they gave me this opportunity to work with Bobby and Tony and Danny Savard. So I've been lucky. The timing's been great, and I'm looking really forward to coming back home and working for the Hawks.
Chris, what kind of reaction have you gotten since the Blackhawks announced this earlier this week?
Well, from Detroit, nothing but, you know, good luck. You know, it seems like that's worn off, that rivalry, the hate, you know, maybe because we haven't played the Hawks and so many, I shouldn't say the Hawks haven't played the Wings for a few years now in the playoffs. And then coming to Chicago, my friends, a lot of texts, a lot of calls, the same thing on the streets, walking the streets. It's been great. And it feels good to be coming back home. It really does. And see all my friends.
So we're sitting here with Troy Murray, who had quite an impressive career that spanned 15 years. But that seems like the average NHL player, I think, plays 5 or 6 years. That seems like nothing compared to what you have done. Do you still wish you were out there?
I do not wish I was out there, but you know, I'm lucky enough that I stayed. You know, I kept working with the team, and I was coaching and in the room and on the ice. So, and then I kind of lived, you know, vicariously through my kids. They played also up at Michigan State, so I kept busy. And you know, I've never really thought about it. Yeah, I played maybe a year or two too long, but like I said, I wanted to leave the game with nothing left in the tank, and I'm pretty sure I did that. So,
Chris, you and I played NCAA hockey together against one another, I should say. You at Wisconsin, I was at North Dakota. I played 15 years, and I think you played another 15 after I played. The connection to the game still, obviously, is a huge part of your family's life. Your daughter is working down with the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah, I mean, Steve Yzerman got her the interview, and she'd gone to Northwestern, played lacrosse there with my other daughter, Tara, for 4 years, and we were, you know, put on this earth to be involved in hockey for sure, boys, girls, everybody. So, you know, I got another daughter just graduated from Northwestern, and she's trying to find her way now too. So, but yeah, I mean, Jake, my son, just signed with the Wings just recently, and my other son, Dean, is, you know, scouting for the Kings. So it's a great group of people in the hockey world, and, you know, my kids have loved it, and my dad, you saw the run he had and all the fun he had with our team. So, you know, it's been great.
And don't you have a football player coming into the family, too?
Yeah, I don't know. So far he's passed the test, but my daughter just got engaged to Danny Vitale. He's a Wheaton kid, great kid. He went to Northwestern. He's playing for the Browns. Yeah, so, I mean, and that had a little bit of a bearing on my decision, too, that she's going to end up with him. You know, they're going to plan on living in Chicago. I hate being empty-nested, so I'm used to being in control and keeping everybody where I want them, and you know, it's tough now. I got kids all over the globe, so I know you got to let them go, but I'm having a tough time doing it. So
I called Danny's games at Northwestern. Great kid, and now with the Browns, and hope he sticks with them. Chris, what were your emotions like when you were watching the ascendance of the Blackhawks over the last decade from a distance, and watching them hoist those Stanley Cups?
Yeah, I told everybody at the time, I went to the parade, the first one, and it was amazing. You know, obviously I've been a Blackhawk fan my whole life, starting with, you know, late 60s with the great teams with the Hall, and Esposito, and Makita, Maggie. So to see that finally happen was amazing. It was almost as good as winning it, to be honest with you. Unfortunately, you know, I was with the Wings, like you guys said, and, you know, we had our time. You know, we won a few cups there, but that scene in the park and the stage and, you know, the familiar faces was amazing.
Chris, for you to be back for the Blackhawks convention, which of course starts today, there's a lot made of the rivalry between the Red Wings and the Blackhawks, and I think you had a lot to do with that as a renowned, beloved Blackhawk to move to the Red Wings. That's gonna sort of put some gasoline on the fire. But for you to come back and be in front of the Blackhawks fans today and to be introduced as a Blackhawks ambassador, what does that mean to you? What are you at all scared about what the the reception might be?
No, I mean, at the beginning, obviously, I think at this point, like I said, walking on the streets and you know, I've been in Chicago a lot over the past 19 years. It's so close to commute. So at first, yeah, I took a lot of heat on the street, obviously in the United Center. But I think age and time and the success the Hawks have had, it's kind of the fans right now, they're at peace. You know, they've had a great run. They've got a great team. You know, unfortunately, last year missing the playoffs, but I think it happened to Boston. It happened to Tampa. And I think they're going to be right back on top again this year. It just was one of those years where, you know, things didn't go right for them. And it's going to be fun watching these guys. I've enjoyed watching this team, you know, with all the great young players they have and the skill.
Chris, you've been involved with the game in so many different capacities with the NHL and coaching at different levels. As you step back and take a little bit of a different role with the Blackhawks as an ambassador, how hard will it be for you to sit back and watch what's going on rather than being involved in some of the process of making decisions?
You know what? My first 2 years out, I mirrored Kenny Holland, the GM, and I wasn't detached enough from my teammates to make those hard decisions behind closed doors. I didn't enjoy it. Then I went into, you know, player development, which was probably my favorite thing, just going to Grand Rapids and teaching the young kids, bringing the young defensemen along. It comes down to the grind, you know, the scheduling. And the best thing other than playing is coaching. You're in the room, you're on the ice. I just can't commit to the grind. You know, I've been lucky enough that the Wings let me do it part-time, home games only. But this ambassador position allows me that freedom. You know, I played so long, I missed out on a lot with family and my kids' events. So this is a position I've found now that I really enjoy. It gives me the luxury of, you know, if something does come up personally, you know, John McDonough and Rocky Wirtz are allowing me to do that. So I'm not ruling out coaching. I love coaching the Olympic team, tournaments. It's just short term. But I do love coaching, and maybe down the line somewhere, you know, if I want to jump into it again, that would be what, you know, I'd choose.
Well, our last question, and this is the one I think that's on everybody's mind, is now that you're back in town, does that mean Chelly's Chili is back? Or are we going to see you back in the restaurant game opening up in the West Loop?
It is in the making, and I might have found a location already, but I think we're going Mexican. We're going to call it Joe's Cantina.
There you go.
Yeah.
There it is.
It's all in love with Mexican food, so I'll let you know.
All right. Sign me up. I'll be there.
Yeah, breaking news right there.
You got it, guys.
Chris Chelios, Blackhawks ambassador, who will be at the Blackhawks convention starting today. Chris, can't thank you enough for taking some time out, and awesome to have you back in Chicago.
Thanks, you guys. Take care.
How about that, huh? How cool is that?
He is one of the best guys you'll ever meet in hockey. I mean, and he is, as he said, hockey has been his family's life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is a guy that, and I've told this story before. He used to drive around Chicago in the summers, and he would have his hockey gear in his trunk, and he would pop into the local rinks that he knew, and he would jump on the ice and play in men's leagues, and guys would be on the ice, and they're going, "Jay, that kind of looks like Chris Chelios." And they're like, "Wait a minute, that is Chris Chelios. He was a rad hockey, you know, nut. He loved it, and the passion never stopped inside him. He still loves the game. You know, he wanted to play the game for every city. He may have played a couple more years or a couple years past where he should have. But at the same time, he had that passion. He loves
the game. And it's obvious.
The
response by Red Wings fans as well, mm-hmm. to see how they've embraced him as well. I mean, it's obvious that he everything that you just said is accurate.
Yeah, and he was always a huge workout guy, right? I mean, he was like a fanatic.
Honestly, a freak of nature as far, you know, they talk about Duncan Keith being that kind of guy now. Chelly was that guy back in the day. And
Riding the bike in the sauna. I think that's always the famous thing.
With a sweat jacket on. That's what he would do after practice. I mean, the guy was crazy. I mean, you know, he liked to have fun, and he'd come and he'd be the hardest working guy, and he'd be the first guy in line to do all the drills. Really amazing. And he had a place out in Malibu. And he started training differently, kind of a cross training type of thing before anybody was doing that with a trainer out in California. I mean, just a very, very unique individual. Love the guy.
He's Cochran's inspiration,
yes.
You know.
Yeah, he is.
Steve now
I can see that.
Adopted
I can
all
see
of these.
That.
That's right.